Tony, 10.
Crash Course. Indy cars are designed with what engineers call deformable structuring. In a crash, they are designed to shed their parts and pieces. The parts that come off of the car take with them a lot of energy generated by a crash and lessen the amount that is transmitted to the driver's area. All of the cars that race these days carry a crash recorder like an airplane's black box that provides a record of the G-forces generated by a crash. Crashes at Indy can often record readings over 100 Gs. But when Stan Fox crashed with Eddie Shiver Jr. in 1995, you didn't need a crash recorder to know that it was a bad one. Shiver and Fox started 14th and 11th respectively that year. When the green flew, these two were mid-pack as the field funneled into turn one. That's when all hell broke loose. Fox collided with Shiver. Carlos Guerrero and Lynn St. James were also involved, but right from the beginning, the one you were terrified for was Fox. Stan was a diminutive journeyman driver who always seemed to be at Indy and always ready with a quip and a hearty handshake. He would always ride around Gasoline Alley in a golf cart, decked out to look like a bowling pin in honor of his sponsor being the Bowling Congress. His best finish was a 7th his rookie year in 1987, but that never kept Stan from his dream of Indy success. In 1985, he was having a good year and had his best shot at Indy. He was driving for Ron Helmagarn and was solid throughout practice and qualifications. But none of that mattered in turn one of the first lap as his car disintegrated, piece by piece, first exposing his limp legs and then stripping away the carbon fiber until his lifeless body was almost fully exposed. He was unconscious and slumped forward. Miraculously, Stan was still alive, and Indy's medical crew got him out of what was left of his car and transported him to Methodist Hospital in downtown Indianapolis. He remained in a coma for some time but eventually woke up. He was never the same, though. Stan Fox never drove at Indy again, but until his death a couple of years ago, he was always in Gasoline Alley in May with his smile and ready for a handshake. After his accident, he co-founded an organization called Friends of the Fox, which raises funds for head injury victims. Stan, who was killed in a car crash in 2000, always hosted a group of head injury survivors every year at the track, giving them tours of the Indy garages and sharing with them his memories of the 500.